Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody and call to order the Tuesday, July 31st, 2018 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. You can leave that open. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here. Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. And so the purpose of our meeting today is to discuss and potentially approve a resolution for the construction on the middle school stadium project. So I would entertain a motion to approve the attached resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. So let's have some conversation on this. This resolution is, do you want to share any information with us first about just the whole bid process?
Yeah, we can tag team it a little bit. We put out the bids a couple weeks ago. We received bids from three companies. When you put out a bid, the architect creates an estimate. And so they say, you know, here's about what we think this will cost. And the reason you do that is you have to have something to base on whether those bids are reasonable or not. Mm-hmm. So our architects estimated this project after doing a bunch of research at $2.5 million, which is actually less than where our original estimates were back, you know, over the last year when we've been planning this project. Mm-hmm. That $2.5 million estimate is actually less than even the low range of what we were thinking. So that was good from the get-go, but it really didn't mean anything until we actually got the bids in.
Right.
So, and then with that $2.5 million estimate, you can only accept bids that are either below that $2.5 million or up to 10% over. So 10% of $2.5 million would put that up to $2.75 million. So any bids over $2.75 million, we can't even accept by law. If all bids came in over that, we just have to rebid.
Okay.
So we received three bids. One bid came in at just under $2.8 million, so they're, you know, knocked out automatically. Second bid came in at $2.75 million, so just right on the dot of where we would actually be allowed to accept them. And the third bid, the bid that we're looking to approve tonight from Quandel, came in at $2.324 million. So just under $200,000 under our estimate. So that was great news. And then also based on that number being below our estimate, we're also looking to, we had some different alternates on there. So based on that bid being lower, we're able to also recommend approval of alternate number two, which includes the pad that we've talked about under the turf field, which the big thing with that is concussion safety. It creates a softer playing surface that hopefully would reduce concussions. And also along with that, in lieu of the, traditional rubber pellets, we would be looking to do the acrylic-coated sand, which also has some safety features as well.
So I know Dick and I actually came in and spent a little bit of time with Todd and Jonathan yesterday and had a chance to speak with somebody from the company that provides that Envirofill, mm-hmm. which is the acrylic-coated sand infill. And so in front of you have several pieces of paper that includes some more information about the difference between the typical rubber crumb infill and this acrylic coated sand mm-hmm. infill. And
which
we have
kind of a no-brainer. I mean, if we're coming in lower and still get the advantage of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, we asked about the technical committee that's been working on this project all along and their recommendation, according to Jonathan, and you sit on that committee, mm-hmm. right, Jonathan?
Yes.
I think they said as long as it doesn't throw us way out of the ballpark of our bid, that would be their recommendation.
Correct. When the technical committee was meeting way back when we started this project, we mm-hmm. brought in experts regarding mm-hmm. turf, regarding mm-hmm. tracks, etc. And it was definitely the recommendation of the technical committee to, if we could get this option, it would be the best option.
That's great.
The one sheet that I put together, the gentleman that we talked to yesterday, I think, was Tice. And Jonathan asked him to send some information, and I asked if he had any technical data. And so this sheet is a cut and paste of the email that Jonathan received from them, where Tice talks about some of the characteristics that he thinks are important, and then below is the technical data. And one of the things I didn't include was an explanation as to what the vertical deformation, force reduction, energy resolution, and the Gmax over concrete. Deformation is the when cleats or the sole of the shoe hits the surface, how much it deforms the material. The force reduction has to do with an object that is, you know, fired, you know, they measure the amount of force that the surface takes away. The energy resolution is how much force it returns to the athlete. So if a person plants their foot, there's a certain spring that comes back. That's the energy. And the Gmax over concrete is the one I think you...
Yeah, the G rating.
The G rating.
Kind of refers to concussions.
Which is the factor looking at concussion, if I understand that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's a must, especially like you said, you know, that they said if that doesn't take us over our bounds, I don't think there's any question that we should add that.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that's not on here, too, is just the fact that Envirofill tends to discourage, it's infused with microband, so it inhibits the growth of mold, mildew, and odor stain-causing bacteria that could be found in the rubber infill.
Right.
So,
well, and I like the thing, too, where it says that it can also be used again.
Yes.
Okay, so in the long run, that's saving us money. That's being good steward to the money situation too, because at some point that has to be replaced. When it does, that's reusable.
And that would be approximately $40,000.
Right. So we're saving money in the long run. Yeah. So I think that's.
And it comes
also
with the
less maintenance, supposedly.
Yes.
Whereas with the rubber, you have to, I don't know how often, but at least every year or two, I believe, you have to go out and add more rubber in the high traffic areas.
Right.
And
so there's a savings of money too.
Yeah. Right. And I think really it does go back to the safety of our students, whether they be athletes or band members, whatever. You know, you have a field that's going to enhance the performance and reduce the concussion possibility with that difference in the surface. So I think those are important. So
what do we know about
Quandel, MSA actually wrote a letter of recommendation solidifying and bringing confidence to working with Quandel. So they've worked with them previously and they feel confident in Quandel's abilities. So
Quandel Enterprises is actually a 136-year-old construction company originally based out of Pennsylvania. And they've been based out of Westerville since 1982 and active in the Columbus area.
Good use of technology, Nan. Thank you.
And they
we are allowed to use our cell phones, right?
Correct. They've got nature fields.
They have a long list of affluent clients, a lot of hospitals, a lot of schools. So they have a long list of...
In essence, they'll in part be the general contractor, so they're not really going to be doing the turf field.
Right, they're going to hire the people in. Right.
The turf people will do the turf field.
Exactly, exactly.
They'll hire the experts.
They'll be, yes, they'll be just the overall contractor.
So the 2.537 is for the entire project?
Correct.
And the timing of that. So let's say if we approve this, then kind of give us an outline of the timing for the middle school project. Mm-hmm.
Timing-wise, if approved, et cetera, well, construction looks to start here in August.
Okay.
With completion of March 2019. Okay. Nice. Weather dependent, of course.
Yes.
But that is the goal.
Okay.
And then, I know we're not really talking about the high school project now, but since we haven't really, had any updates on that timeline, do you have any estimates of what that timeline is going to look like?
Yeah. We're actually in the design phase right now, mm-hmm. working with MSA. And we hope to be out to bid. The goal will be in September.
Okay.
And then bid openings would be in November. And then depending on fundraising, mm-hmm. budget, how bids come back in, our decisions would be able to be made at that point in time.
Okay.
So. And then once that's done, are we looking for completion by the 2019?
Well, again, everything has to align
right.
where we need it.
I'm saying if
somebody's
like
a little anxious.
Things would have to align.
You're not going to be playing on that field, are you?
Well, no, but you know what? I kind of want to like see it before my time's up.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to see it.
But again, if everything aligns,
yes.
Again, mm-hmm. Bids come in well, fundraising goes well, mm-hmm. Budget looks good. The hope and the goal would be to focus on the main stadium first.
Yes.
With the goal of still being able to have graduation, in the main facility. Cool. And then focusing on the track facility, because you can focus on that a little bit later, just
right.
due to timing. Mm-hmm. So again, that main stadium would be ready to go for that football season.
Okay.
And again, things would have to align
for
that to occur.
Right.
We would have to work through some of that. So.
Okay.
But and Brian, you asked a question. I apologize. Is everything encompassed within that dollar amount for the Bunsell project?
Mm-hmm.
There's a scoreboard for that facility.
Mm-hmm.
We would actually purchase the scoreboard outside of this because we can get a much better deal on the scoreboard, and it would be a very basic, suitable scoreboard for the middle school. Yeah, still looking at, is there even a possibility of reusing a current scoreboard there?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to lock in to a scoreboard through the bid process for multiple reasons. And then just some minor track type equipment would be purchased outside, because again, we would pay at a higher rate if we went through the general contractor for that equipment. So those are the only two things not included in that. Okay. And then we're still under projected budget for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know the original budget was somewhat speculative, but is this kind of what we were thinking for the Bunsell part?
Based on initial cost estimates, et cetera, we were thinking higher than this.
That's a good start.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, this is really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
We need that luck to continue, though.
I know, yeah. Well, yes, that's I just kind of, but here we are living in the Midwest. We know there's going to be things that we have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
that the contractor has to deal with, but
right.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
One of the things, I was looking at the material that's in Byerville.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for a couple of examples where maybe I could get a sense of what other people thought about as they were
mm-hmm.
looking at the material, because I know the technical committee looked at the sand rubber mix mm-hmm. and may have looked at some other things, but St. Xavier High School in Louisville installed the Envirofill in 2017, and they noted that they called it a no-brainer. Added insurance was consistency, the natural ball interaction, and they liked it very much. The Denver Public School System put that material in four of their facilities, and they noted that there's a 16-year warranty with Envirofill. That they said that they had been, their director of facility planning said they've been looking at infill alternatives over the past few years, and they found that this was proven and safe. They wanted to try to provide the safest possible synthetic surface available as we began to move away from crumbled rubber because of some concerns, both real and perceived. We wanted a product that would work well, and they believed that this was the safest and highest performing system available. So,
and I guess that just reminded me, you also went to one of the sessions at the Capitol Conference and,
yes.
and heard the superintendent from Upper Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
They recently passed a levy to update a lot of their facilities, and
right.
they're going to use the Envirofill as
that's,
well.
That's what we were told.
Yeah, right, okay.
What's it actually made out of?
It's a sand it's with an acrylic coating, mm-hmm. like a green acrylic, whatever, microbacterial or something, yeah, antibacterial paint
yeah.
over the sand. So it's a lot more dense than the rubber crumble, and I, you know, my son played football, started out on a real field, like the natural field at Ohio Northern, and then they switched to the crumble, and it just gets over everything. And another mm-hmm. their coworker, her daughter plays softball, she was at a tournament, and she goes, oh, I end up with these rubber pellets in my dryer and
yeah.
washing machine, because you just, I mean, it gets in your hair, and, you know, I'm sure the sand will, just like dirt and mud, I mean, all those kind, you're always going to bring some of that stuff home with you, but it's more dense. Like when we felt the materials, there's no comparison. And you just think about, like when you go for a walk or if you're jogging, if you're jogging on a trampoline versus on the concrete, I mean, think about that, mm-hmm. how your foot reacts and how much more difficult it is on a softer surface to... You know, that's a little extreme example, but...
Well, in the phone conversation, mm-hmm. Tice mentioned that the custodians would probably prefer
yes.
the sand.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Those rubber pellets won't get tracked into the locker room and,
right.
and so forth. And I think that then speaks to why, at some point after some years, you need to, you know, add some more material in there because
yeah,
kids are going to haul it away
right.
slowly but surely. So.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
Just as a point of confirmation, the field mm-hmm. at the middle school, is that going to be multi-purpose use also?
It's designed for football. It's, you know, it's a good use for the lacrosse, middle school teams, etc. Mm-hmm. It can be used for the band.
Okay.
I mean, etc. It won't be striped
mm-hmm.
for soccer. It's
mm-hmm.
not a regulatory type soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we don't have middle school soccer teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, it's multi-purpose without a doubt.
Okay.
We'll be seeing a lot of kids using it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just because I didn't say before, the concussion reduction is a big thing,
mm-hmm.
big thing for me because
yes.
especially, it's important in high school, but especially in junior high,
mm-hmm.
the earlier concussions are received, the research is showing the more damage can possibly occur. So,
mm-hmm.
and one of the first presentations when I began on the board was from the track team,
mm-hmm.
Booster, who brought in pictures of what the track at the high school currently looks like. So definitely, that was 2 years ago now. So definitely I want to make sure that we have something available for our students that is safe and will last, replace, will make the best choice for the money that is being spent.
One of the thoughts that I had was the possibility of doing one infill at the high school and a different one at the middle school to save some money. But as I thought over that, that's, you know, that would be, to me, wrong-headed to go in that direction. I think I have been working to try to get as much information as I can over the last several days, and I'm more and more convinced that this is the best, the safest material that we know of that we can do, and I agree with you. We've got young men and women that will be out there competing, and we always want to try to do whatever we can to try to ensure that they have the safest facility. But I was also impressed with the playing surface for lacrosse. The ball on the sand polymer surface will bounce more true. And for soccer and for football, so from a game competition, we'll be providing one of the best surfaces for the kids to be able to compete on, and that's secondary to the safety aspect of it, but it's also, I think, an important consideration.
Right. Okay, and is our athletic director on the technical committee?
Actually, you know, when the technical committee started, we had a variety of team members on it, and the athletic directors were both ex-athletic directors and current.
And I think, and have you heard what his recommendation is? Or, I mean, I know my husband talks with him frequently because my husband does the Hall of Fame thing, you know, and so.
You definitely got his insights without a doubt.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's definitely very comfortable with the recommendation of, you know, of what we're proposing here this evening. So.
Okay. Well, if there are no more questions or comments, I'll take a roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. So the resolution has been approved. And let's see, as long as there is, I don't think there's any other comments or stuff. Our regular board meeting this month is, what, the 16th? Yes, the 16th of August. And that's going to be here at the board office, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is here.
And that's just regular time, right? 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Regular time. So,
motion
for adjournment. Motion by Mr. Smith. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.